did you use to carry water?
Pail.
And was that wood or metal?
Well, where I came from was wood, and we pulled a water bucket.
Would it make any difference whether it's what you call it, whether it's metal or wood?
Well, yeah, because if it was wood, we always call it a wooden bucket. If it was a pail, we'd just call it a pail, a water pail.
And did you have a bucket that you keep in the kitchen for the scraps that you're going to feed to the hogs?
Garbage can.
Garbage can, and would that be for feeding the animals?
No, no. No, you'd, now, we're not allowed to do that now anymore. But we've had hogs since we've lived out here. And my wife would take and separate the edible stuff from the rest, put the edible stuff in a slop bucket. And the garbage would go into the garbage can.
Did what do you use to fry eggs?
Use for what?
What do you use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan, but we always, some people, well, you call it a skillet or a frying pan. We always call it a frying pan. My wife has an electric one, and the best things we got, those are big old-fashioned cast iron, boys. That's the best biscuits in the world can be cooked in those.
Now, would make any difference whether it had a round or flat bottom as to what you call it? Did you ever have one with the round bottom? So
we had a pot with a round bottom.
Made out of
the cast iron. I never heard of a flat or a round bottom frying pan, brother.
That really seems interesting.
I never heard of one.
Did you ever have the kind that had legs on it?
Yeah.
Did you have a name for that?
Some people called it a Dutch oven back in those days. It had a top also, a big cast iron top, and it was about that deep. And the legs is about, you build a fire on it, and a fire on top of it, you had a perfect oven on the inside, and that would make biscuits too like nobody's business.
What about the, do you have a big pot or something that you used to use for washing clothes? Probably used to be making that nice soap.
You have a big what?
A big container of some sort.
Did we have a big container for it? Well, it was made, it was made, you call it a wash pot. You used to have a great big old cast iron pot for, we've had that right here too for several years after we moved here. It was hard to break off our old ways of living. And put your water in there and cut up your bar of soap or your washing powder, build a fire in it, and about 15, 20 minutes, you had a pot just boiling like nobody's business. That's what my wife always put her white clothes on first. And you talk about a job, but rubbing board, you never did any of that, have you?
No.
Have you?
No.
Well, I believe you and me, I have. I've helped her turn out a many a week's long here, but rubbing, you know, on the corrugated scrub board. That's the hang out of it.
What do you call that kind of container for growing the plant inside?
You mean this one here?
Right.
Oh, it's called a flower pot.
And what about the kind that you keep cut flowers in?
That you keep cut flowers in?
Would you call that a flower pot too?
No. No, you wouldn't. You know, my wife is a floral designer. She's an expert at it. She's been making arrangements and things like that for years and years. But, you know, there's something you call a machete, machete, or something like that. But you put, you put arrangements in that too. But you can put a cut flowers in a vase. There's a bud vase and then there's a flower vase.